One of the things we're going to be talking about coming up on the show here is about sports, high school sports, even college sports, too, as those decisions get made about what that looks like. I know a lot of camps and some practices and things like that have been canceled this summer. Some of them were because, you know, you have to wear a mask according to the guidelines during the sports or during the practices even. And so a couple of them did cancel it. And I guess I just asked you, are you okay with your kids participating in sports? Do you think they should wear a mask when they play sports? It's been a big debate. And I know it just the length of time it took to kind of get us to this point where you could finally practice or get out there on the field and do something. Sports-wise, you know, you waited a long time for it. And now the guidelines came out. Well, then a lawsuit was filed this week by a Southern Illinois attorney. He's got kids, and he said that these guidelines that the Illinois High School Association has put out cause irreparable damage to his children and other student-athletes, and he wanted them changed. I think the mask-wearing during sports was part of that. And so, interesting development. Monday, I think that was filed, and then yesterday, Tuesday, the IHSA said, you know what? It's not on us anymore. We're going to defer everything to the Illinois Department of Public Health. It's going to be all on them, the state folks. Governor's office, all those guys are going to make these decisions. Let's talk to that attorney. Tom DeVore is joining the program of Silver Lake Attorney Group. Tom, thanks for calling in to WGN.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to ask you about this because you have kids, and was that what drove this decision? And how did you, because you just filed Monday, and I want to ask you why you decided to do that.
Well, I do have kids. I have triplets, actually. They'll be seniors this year, and two of them are student-athletes. But for a lot of the things I've been doing for the last 4 months, it's never been about me. It's always been about other people and kids in particular and just trying to get some normalcy to how we run our government runs things. So my kids obviously were a part of that, but my motivation is much bigger than just my children.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Was it the masks in particular? Tell us what the rules are. You got to wear a mask when you play sports or work out or practice.
The Illinois High School Association, they promulgated the return to play plan a few days prior to these additions that were added, and I read that plan and it had a lot of recommendations. Kids should wear masks. You know, the word "should" means something in the law. Should wear masks except when they're engaged in physical activity, etc. I didn't think much of it, but then when they come out with these additional requirements, and I read some of that, I'm like, now we have a private association trying to mandate things that their rules don't allow. And so I was like, no, and I knew what was going on. I mean, I've been involved in this at the ground level for 4 months. I knew that when I use the word collusion, I use it in a legal sense. I don't suggest anything nefarious. In the background with the IDPH and the governor's office, and sure enough, Mr. Anderson, with all due respect to him, was at least willing to acknowledge that the Illinois High School Association Sports Medicine Committee doesn't even agree with the Illinois Department of Public Health, and that's why they're saying, okay, we're out, because it's been made public on a broad scale now that this was really the governor and IDPH pushing their agenda through this private organization. I think that's what they're acknowledging.
Okay, so that piece of it, you must feel like you got to win, because the next day they said we're going to put it on the governor and the state officials, and it's no longer the IHSA, which was the focus of your lawsuit, right? Am I right about that?
I think that's fair, yeah. And I would suggest to you that it was always about the governor and the Illinois Department of Public Health. I'll be interested to find out unless this is going to really go away completely, because they haven't conceded in a courtroom yet. They just publicly. I want to know whether or not this was something that the IHSA wanted to do in its own, or whether the IDPH and the governor were pushing them from the very onset to create what I like to call another one of our governor's tools of enforcement. You know, you've heard him word the word tools of enforcement before. Well, it's more intimidation tactics is what I call it. But I believe, this is nothing I know to be fact, but I believe that all along it was these administrative bodies and the governor encouraging the IHSA to create these rules even from the onset. And when they created their rules, they didn't like them because they weren't strict enough. And so they went through the process to try to get that done. Most people don't understand, which I think is important, is these additional rules, these mandates that the governors, the deputy governor Ruiz tried to push through IHSA, the sports medicine committee nor the board of the IHSA ever voted on those additional rules. Regardless of whether they were enforceable or not, procedurally, it didn't even go through the body the proper way, but yet Mr. Anderson sent those out to all the member schools as if they were mandatory and had to be followed.
What are some of the rules, Tom, that you don't like? I mean, just take the politics and the rest of that power structure thing out of it for a second, and I just want to ask you to drill down on what are the rules that you said, wait a minute, why are we doing that? Or what were you not happy with?
Well, I want to be abstract with you first. Primarily, my ultimate thing with all of this is always been more important than a mask. A kid wearing a mask when they're engaged in sports activities, I believe, I'm a doctor, got a JD, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm told is dangerous. I believe the sports medicine committee agrees with me. So I absolutely, from a substantive perspective, thought that was a horrible idea. More importantly, though, I really want people in our state and our country, that matter, to understand the bigger issue here, which is you can't have rules crammed down the people's throat by some people in positions of authority that don't have the ability to cram those rules down. That's a bigger issue. Whether our kids wear a mask or don't wear a mask is not the biggest issue in this conversation. The biggest issue is you've got people under color of authority, which means they don't have any, but they're trying to pretend they do, force these rules down people to follow, and they don't have any ability to do it. In this particular example, is perfect to show what, in my legal opinion, has been going on for the last 4 months. IHSA says we don't really have any authority. It's a parallel can be drawn from that, is that I've got over 300 businesses in the state of Illinois opened, and many of them got threatened by administrative agencies that we may take your license. We're going to take your license. You know how many times that's happened, ma'am, but it actually started the legal process? Zero. Zero.
So, hey,
it's the same thing.
Tom, we're going to take calls also from people who, you know, parents and things like that. If you're okay with your kids playing sports, if you're concerned about it, if you have seen the rules, you're just thrilled maybe that they are playing sports, let us know, 312-981-7200. We do want to hear from you. I got to ask you about this, Tom. You saw the Lake Zurich story, of course. 36 students tested positive from that sports camp. This is not a great outcome. I don't know what they were doing there, if there's something different. I heard there was some party that was attended to by a lot of these students as well. But, you know, your response when you hear something like that...
My response to that is what the response should be. That was one incident, and the Department of Health is investigating, and they'll make, and I believe I have the email where Dr. Ezeke made some recommendations that they quarantine for 14 days, et cetera, et cetera. To that, this is the first time you'll ever hear me say this. To that extent, on that particular issue, I agree with Dr. Ezeke. Mm-hmm. You cannot take that one isolated incident and apply a rule across the state to 13 million people and tens of thousands of people. That's called arbitrary and capricious. Mm-hmm. If that rule is going to be created for 13 million people, that's the legislative branch of government makes those decisions. We can't have one incident, unfortunate as it may be, resulting in administrative bodies and executive officers creating rules that affect millions of people. Well, that's not how our system of government works.
I hear you on that. I also think the other piece of this one that's being reported is that the Lake Zurich High School situation, they're hearing, the health officials there are hearing there were some social events and parties, you know, that were attended before the camps even started. And they may be looking at that particular thing and not the sports. I guess that's not completely clear, but Lake County health officials are actually had said that during the news conference. Hang on a second here, Tom. We want to hear from you, too, if you're a parent. Are you happy that your kids are playing sports? Are you good with the guidelines? Do you have thoughts on this whole thing? I know some parents that I know, my daughter doesn't play sports yet, but there's so many that say, gosh, I'm so happy they got to go back and do this. What about the mask wearing? Are you okay with that? When you're playing sports, I mean, how does this all work by you? 312-981-7200, that is the number. That's how you weigh into this conversation. Tom, I want to get a final thought from you, and then I'm going to go to the phones and hear from some parents here. But do you feel like this is a win? I know you sued. Your kids play sports. You said you're doing it for a larger reason, though. You really wanted to send a message. Do you feel like this is a big win?
Yeah, No, I don't use the word win and lose, whether my clients are successful or not successful. Nobody ever wins in a lawsuit. And so, no, I don't consider it a win. I consider it unfortunate that we're having to have this. But to the extent that this lawsuit, not that we won in court or may win in court, but win by the IHSA kind of conceding, the only way we really win is for the people of our state on all of these issues to look up and say, well, wait a second, maybe I need to start thinking a little bit more about the genesis of the authority that these people have to make these decisions. If that happens, I don't care about lawsuits because we will have won.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom DeVore, appreciate your time this afternoon. Tom's with Silver Lake Attorney Group. Let's go to you now and go to the phones, hear from you on this subject. Marilyn, go ahead. You're on WGN. Your thoughts on what you just heard?
Hey, I'm a medical professional.
Woo.
And lawyers need to get out of the business of having to do with anything having to do with medical stuff. You stick to law, I'll stick to medical stuff. The CDC has guidelines. People wear masks to protect themselves and others. How are you going to feel if one of your triplets comes home, has COVID, and dies? You going to feel good about the lawsuit? You said there's no winners or losers. Your kids are going to lose if they don't wear their masks. And I worked at Lake Zurich High School, actually. I feel bad about what's going on there.
I do, too.
People need to start thinking about the reason that people are wearing masks instead of saying, you're taking away my rights to do whatever I want. Well, maybe, but you're protecting yourself and the public. Mm-hmm. That's what public health is for.
Thank you, Marilyn. I know parents every day are deciding, hey, is it safe enough? Should I do it? Should we do it? And they're weighing the risks through the whole thing, and that's why they have these guidelines. That challenge, obviously, is something Tom didn't like what he saw there, so he filed that lawsuit, and you heard from him. Let's hear from you, Julie. Go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you, Julie. Go ahead. No problem.
My son's a senior in high school now, and he's been a football player for 10 years, so you know how hard these kids have played and worked hard to get this last senior year of season in.
Oh, yeah.
There are guidelines that have been put in place that I have seen his coaches follow to the T for these practices and for their camps to occur, and I commend them immensely for their efforts in this to keep our kids safe.
I do too.
Other things that are going on though around the state is I see travel baseball, travel volleyball happening all over the state all summer long. And finally, before I let you go, This is the last chance our seniors will have to get a look, to get a scholarship. Other states are open. Other states are open to play their fall sports, and our kids are going to lose that opportunity. So at some point we have to look at, does the risk outweigh the benefits? And let the parents make that decision along with their student-athletes.
Julie, I hadn't even thought of that. That's an amazing point, and it's a sad reality. You're right. I mean, a scholarship for athletics, that's a pretty meaningful thing. I can only imagine what parents are considering there if, as you assess the risk-benefit of all of these activities, if you're thinking, gosh, my kid could lose out on a scholarship, I hadn't even thought of that. Cindy, go ahead. You're on WGN. Weigh in here. What do you think?
This guy is making me insane. I am so angry right now. I don't even have words to describe how angry I am. You know what? He needs to have his DNR ready so that we don't have to take care of him and his kids. People are dying. So his precious triplets don't get to play football or whatever. Who cares? We actually have a state and a governor that has the guts enough to stand up to the president of all people, but we have one of the best states as far as handling this. And this guy wants to talk about what's legal and what's right and all this other stuff. Who knew this was happening? It's been 115 years, whatever it is. And when you get these guys on, I don't know why we just don't go with common sense questions for them.
Yeah, I mean,
but why do we have to, you know what I mean? It's insane that people are dying.
Thank you, Cindy. I think we tried to understand his viewpoint because his lawsuit made such a difference in the state. Now, again, it doesn't mean we're not going to have regulations, rules and regulations, but it just falls into the state's hands now. So we'll see what they come up with, what kinds of determinations they make. I think the IHSA just said, hey, this is out of our hands at this moment. And it sort of moves up the food chain from there. So we'll see what happens. I believe in educators that they are going to try to make, in coaches and sports, leagues, that they're doing their best to make things as safe as possible. And they're thinking about the kids and they're thinking about the families. And I know that they are. So it doesn't matter what any lawsuit means or anything like that, or any sort of power struggle about who's deciding the rules. There are common sense things and there are health guidelines. And I believe that a lot of these leagues are going to great extent to try to create those in the interest of safety. I think we have time very quickly, Marianne. You're on WGN, just only about 30 seconds here.
Okay, well, I've been a nurse for 50 years. I'm retired. But years ago, I was a public health nurse. What people fail to realize is public health dictates what we do. So when I had a baby that had infectious diarrhea, I had to stop a waitress from waiting on people because it was E. coli. Oh. And I had to go with sheriffs to enforce it because she needed 3 negative stool samples. The government is only enforcing what public health is dictating on a virus that keeps evolving, and we can't compare it to anything else because it's new and it's not acting like any other virus.
Yeah.
So when people get all huffy about their rights, I get crazy, just like the previous caller. I mean, if because they don't have anybody that's sick or has died, mm-hmm. they, this is a cavalier attitude. I just don't get it.
Well, and that next gets back to what we were talking about at the top of the show. You now see, people in their 20s who are the spreaders, the ones who are spreading the virus, according to the governor and the mayor's news conference today. And they may feel not so vulnerable themselves, but who do they carry it to? Vulnerable populations, potentially people they love,
right.
And they know. And that's the issue here. It's kind of you got to not be selfish about this.
And
consider safety of others.
And then how are we going to create doctors and nurses to care for people if they get sick?
Yeah.
Or how are we going to make teachers when the teachers get sick and then they have to shut down schools?
Marianne, so I'm out of time, but I appreciate you weighing in, and thanks for all you're doing as a nurse.